Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. I'm your host, Christopher Moores. Broadcasting live tonight from Paradise, California.
Well, greetings from Earth, everybody. And this is Christopher Moores, host of the Creative Cosmos radio show. Thank you for tuning in to BBS Radio tonight, the fastest growing radio network on the planet. And you, the listener, are a part of it, and we thank you. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for sharing in the energies, because, you know, we do feel the energies. We feel everybody who's involved, and together we're going to continue to do amazing things in the future. And this is our last show at the old time, the Friday night time. So I'd like to say farewell to Friday nights with a interesting show tonight called Angels Among Us. And I chose the topic for the show due to just a lot of interest in an article I wrote this week. I wrote an article about angels called Angels Among Us this week. And just a few lines, a few observations or insights. But, you know, every once in a while, a certain one of my articles will stand out for some reason. Partly, I think I did a nice work of art to go with it. So it's still up on the site if you'd like to go check it out. www.creativecosmos.org www.creativecosmos.org. And I really enjoyed the artwork, and it really makes me happy when I create something like that that expresses an insight of mine, or, you know, more like, you know, rather than insight, let's say a vision or something that revealed itself to me, or a remembrance of myself in a higher place that I can then bring to the world in some form of art, or capture a bit of that spark. And I also think that many people are interested in it because angels are a fascinating and wonderful topic, and a reality, and an amazing thing to explore, and we're going to explore it further tonight. And as I said, this is our last show at the old time. And the new time is going to be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 o'clock Pacific. Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 3 o'clock Pacific. And, you know, the Mondays will be more of a free exploration and call-in. And Wednesdays, I'm hoping to have Amy join me for some of the shows. And Fridays, I'm going to have guests along the same lines as I've had so far: psychics, authors, artists, musicians, spiritual people, anything that I feel will add to the knowledge and awakening within humanity, because that's what I'm here to do with the Creative Cosmos. And this Creative Cosmos radio show will continue to search out information and things that will not just give you knowledge, but will trigger realizations. Again and again, I encourage people to use the information as a means to discover themselves, not as a means to draw a conclusion. It's a completely different way of dealing with things than we may have been taught, or than it has been prevalent in most of humanity's ways of dealing with things on the outside. We don't have to draw conclusions. We don't have to believe but one thing. We can remain open in our perception. We can consider everything. And the key is to not form that judgment, that snap judgment that the mind likes to make. The second you're exposed to some phenomenon, the mind makes a judgment. But when we can learn about that and release that reaction, then we can truly take action from our spirit. And this is the healing that many people are longing for. This is the message that can make that healing possible. And I devote myself to this because it was the message in some ways. Well, it's my translation of the message, but basically the path that healed me as well and showed me such spaces that I couldn't but dedicate my life to sharing what was shared with me. And if you're following along on the creativecosmos.org website, you can take a look in the upper right-hand corner. That's where I cycle through some interesting news stories, things that I find fascinating or helpful, or, you know, more and more now that I'm working full-time with the radio station and my website's expanding on the Creative Cosmos. I'm always thinking about what the listener might enjoy or what the person who comes to the website might enjoy, what might help them, what might they be interested in, because I feel that many people are seeking resources to fill in the gap of education. I was just speaking with one of our fine hosts, Melinda Pillsbury Foster, today about that. We were talking about universities and education and just how so much out there that isn't even covered in university. And I was telling her how I might get involved in Chico State and try to develop a few courses just to get the ball rolling in that regard. You know, simple things like auras, chakras, you know, how to meditate and get space from your mind, how to go through your emotional field and heal anything that's there. You know, it doesn't have to be such an immense undertaking that it seems impossible. We can do it. It's becoming easier the more people have gone through it, and the more we can help each other go through it and share with each other the secrets or the hints that were beneficial along the way. And I am open to hear things that you might have to share with me on the show and with all of our listeners. And we have the toll-free number that you could call in if you do have something on your mind tonight. 877-876-5227. I'll give it three times. Yes, three times. And that was time number one. Here's number two. 877-876-5227. And number three, 877-876-5227. And tonight would be a really good night to call in if you're out there just hanging around at home, and or you want to call in and say you anything. Give it a call. All right, and we go on. So if you're at the site, creativecosmos.org, found something, there's something that I've been interested in, and it's called the Liger. Kind of a cross between a lion and a tiger, and they're enormous cats. And I found an article, I believe it was off of Pravda, that I linked onto the Creative Cosmos. They had some pictures of ligers, wolfins, and zorses. Yes, you heard right. Ligers, wolfins, and zorses. A bunch of interesting pictures of odd crossbreed animals. And sometimes when I am reflecting on such things, I remember seeing in my dreams the animal kingdom. And, you know, I can't say for sure how I know it's the animal kingdom. I just knew. And when I was there, I knew I was in the animal kingdom. And yes, I've been in the plant kingdom. And I'm talking astrally on the dream plane. You know, we can think of the animal kingdom in the physical world as one thing, but there's like an archetypal animal place or the myth of animals, which precedes the denser incarnation of which they are on planet Earth. You see, we're seeing the smallest version. And you could pretty much take all the animals that exist right now and you could juggle them up, come up with all kinds of different combinations, and they would all be there on the mythical plane of the animal kingdom. And when I say myth, I don't mean it's not real, because it is real. If you meditate, if you get to that space inside yourself of where you're open to anything, and I mean anything. And again, as I said earlier, one of the keys is to remove that judgment, to remove that restriction of thought. Because what you'll discover is not in your preconceived parameters. That's how we move through the universe and have a cosmic experience. We make space for what might at first seem absurd. We make space for that which we used to discount because we put it in our own limited context based on just the small amount of information that we had accrued up to that point in the physical body. Yeah, we need to let all that go if we're truly walking on the path of spirituality as I've come to know it. I mentioned before some of what led me here, but I can say simply that I am in the tradition of Osho, and I studied with one of his sannyasins and read all his material. Now, I have many other influences, and as many as you could count. They're simply in there now. But at that crucial time when I needed to get out of the physical mentality, the physical world mentality, and make the leap to my heart, he helped me facilitate that process and truly make mystical realization possible. A lot of people, if you would say mystical realization, they would have a place for it in their mind. A lot of people don't even give it any value. But that's fine. One day they will, if they ever want to be free and well. Because it's inevitable if you begin meditating. What this society needs more than anything is someone to simply shout. Well, maybe not shout. I was just going to see something absurd in my own language right there. I was going to say, shout, meditate, meditate, meditate. But then again, maybe we can just speak it. Meditate. Yeah, that's a little better fit. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Say it with me, folks. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Now, why would someone say that so many times? Because there's no substitute for actually doing it, for actually going through it. And from my years of teaching music, hundreds of students, I realized that you can't simply say something like, hey, meditation would be great, it really helps out, and then think that people will then say, oh, all right, and then start meditating. It takes a lot more than that. I have to bring it up again and again and encourage again and again and demonstrate and resonate and share and just in your own being that's been benefited by meditation. Now, this is the really great way to spread meditation. And we're moving towards talking about angels and even the possibility of angels incarnating in human bodies and becoming conscious of it and then doing the work of an angel in a human body for the human race at this critical time. There was a friend of mine in this life. He's still alive and still a good friend of mine. To me, he's an angel in the flesh. And you know, he might know it, but he would never, he would laugh and say, oh, what are you talking about? But with a twinkle in his eye. And he was not one to necessarily teach or preach, but just being around his wonderful vibration, people would ask him, hey, you know, what's going on there? You seem to be all right. You seem to be pretty happy, like not just fake happy or not just with a plastic smile, but you seem to truly be happy. How did you do it? And then he would say, huh, you meditate. And then in that moment, of receptivity, when you could speak heart to heart with no barriers and truly see the importance and the meaning, and that it's not an obligation or it's not an imposition, it's a method. It's the gateway to the spirit. It's the means to connect with your soul. It's just, you just need patience. And being here in the third dimension and having built up so much of blockage, it will take time for things to come forth and come full circle, for all the old seeds that were not what you want in your life to cycle through and pass through, and for all the new seeds that you plant to come to full fruition. But you do just meditate day by day and allow that to develop in its own way. And it doesn't take, you know, 2 hours, 5 hours, 8 hours. I mean, you know, even 15 minutes here and there, where you simply sit with a quiet mind, unoccupied, just enjoying your life force, just basking in your own energy, just feeling, yeah, I'm alive. Can you dig it? I'm alive. Can you dig it? I'm alive. Yeah, I feel the sun on my face. Can you dig it? I'm alive. I feel my feet upon the earth. Can you dig it? I'm alive. I breathe the air and I fill my lungs with rejuvenation. Can you dig it? I'm alive. Can you dig it? I'm alive. I tune into my heart and listen to it beat and see how it's connected to all of existence. Can you dig it? I'm alive. Can you dig it? I'm alive. And I'd like to bring back your attention a little more to the website to follow along, www.creativecosmos.org. And I always love to get the emails where people submit to our art gallery, or love to see people contributing in the forum. And they are more than ever now, and I appreciate it. Everybody out there who is taking part. It's great. It's a great life. It's great to see. It's great to be a part of. And a friend of mine I haven't talked with for a while, who I just recently spoke with, Dan Williams from Chicago, sent in some new art. So check it out on the art gallery. See his expanding vision. Maybe you have some artwork of your own. All you got to do is email it to me at cmors@creativecosmos.org, and I'll put it up. I give submissions to the site high priority, and I try to get them up as soon as I can. And there's a new friend of the Creative Cosmos out there, Daniel Sands, who stopped by the board and dropped off a couple of pictures of his cosmic cats. So I don't know if you've seen it yet, but check out at the bottom right hand corner of the website, and there's a little picture of a cat down there. And that's one of my cats, Inwards. Great friend of mine. Really one of the best friends I've ever had. Stood by me through everything. He's traveled with me from city to city. All the people that have come in my life, he's been kind to, shared his good vibrations with. And every person, almost without, you know, exclusion, almost everybody makes a comment about Inwards, about what a special cat he is and what a good guy he is. And he is. So you can see one of his pictures down there on Cats of the Cosmos, too. And if you've got a cat of the cosmos, email it to me and we'll put it up and share it with everybody. And don't forget to check out the online store. We got books and CDs, and soon Amy's going to be redesigning it, and we'll make it easier and more efficient for you to get anything that you might be interested in. And it's a good way to support what we're doing and what we are sharing with the world. So check it out if you got a moment. And as I said, we're going to go into the topic, Angels Among Us. And if you'd like to call in and share angel stories a little bit later on, I'd love for you to do that. 877-876-5227. Maybe you've seen an angel. Maybe you've had a close call in your life where you were in an accident and, you know, it was a 1,000-to-1 chance that you survived, and you just know inside yourself that an angel had to have been involved because you don't know how you could have survived otherwise. Or maybe some helpful person showed up at exactly the moment you needed a hand. Well, these are the kind of stories I'm interested in hearing tonight, and I'll be sharing a couple of my own a little bit later. One more time, I'll give you the number, 877-876-5227. And I think one reason people really are interested in angels is because it rings true for them. You know, it's something we just kind of know has to be true in a way. And you can see angels depicted in history, in art history, in all time periods, and throughout the world. You know, it is not the property of one denomination. It's a universal truth. Angels are real. And that's why we're so interested in them, because we feel it's true. And, you know, it would be a shame out there if you had that call and you really felt interested in angels, yet you held back because you had a little bit of fear, or you didn't know what somebody else would say about it. You know, because sometimes we say something like that, you know, I truly do feel like angels are a part of my life. Well, some people, you know, the people that are really in 3D world oriented and body oriented, you know, they might really scoff at it, or they might even think that you're nuts, or, you know, who knows what they could think. But you can't worry about that. You have to be true to yourself and stand by what you feel. And that's one reason I want to talk about it as well, because I really do feel angelic presences around myself and within myself. I feel myself to be a part of that angelic work, and I feel like this is energy that's also coming into BBS Radio from the astral planes. This angelic blessing that gives support and strength to what we're doing, because we are truly service to others. And I know when you hear a voice that's speaking truthfully, it resonates. It goes in deeper. It makes you excited or silent, or maybe just a little more aware. So, I don't even know what time it is, folks, but it seems like a good place to take our first song break. And when we come back, we'll continue on the topic of angels. And I picked out some songs from my catalog that are about angels. And if June Coming Up Here has been one of my favorites since I wrote it. It's a fun little ditty called Heavenly Angels.
Though it seems so paradoxical, not everything in life is logical. Some people will not see the possible wonder done for you. Our chance of failing is quite probable. The weight of time is so unstoppable. But Peter Piper picked a very scary Harry Pepper point of view. A host of heavenly angels. A host of heavenly angels. A host of heavenly angels watches over me. A host of heavenly angels. A host of heavenly angels. A host of heavenly angels watches over me. It does not matter if you say a lot. It does not matter if you pray a lot. It does not matter if you sing a song or play along or what you do. Those who listen will join in the fun. Those who glisten will reflect the sun. Those whose only standing mission is condition will not carry through. A host of heavenly angels. A host of heavenly angels. A host of heavenly angels watches over me. A host of heavenly angels. A host of heavenly angels. A host of heavenly angels watches over me.
Welcome back to the Creative Cosmos Radio Show, everybody. And I am Christopher Moores, your host and traveling companion through the stars. Because yes, even now, on planet Earth, we are flying through the stars. And as I mentioned earlier, this is going to be the last Creative Cosmos at our old Friday night time. And Friday night time has been a lot of fun, 6 months, 7 months, even longer that we've done the show at that time. And now we're moving to Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific. And this works much better for, you know, life in the studio, day to day, doing work on all the shows and the websites and answering the phones. And it's been really great this week. In the last couple of weeks, I feel like I've talked to more people than I had in months, and getting to know a lot of new people, some of the hosts on BBS radio that I hadn't had a chance to touch base with before I moved here, and that's been great. I can feel their good vibrations and their sincere intentions, and, you know, trust me, they wouldn't be here if they didn't have that kind of a service to others. Orientation. And, you know, that doesn't mean that, you know, service to others comes from being well yourself and taking care of your own house too, you know. Otherwise, what you would share would still have a lot of the very thing we're trying to work on. So our hosts have many methods and ideas and helpful tools to awaken that next stage in your evolution. I mean, that's how I think of it. I really do. It's my own personal way of looking at it. It seems to me to be a logical progression, you know, a clear progression in the way a human being develops. And up to a certain point in our history, maybe we only went so far, and now we're going yet farther. And there really is no stopping point. That is the point. There is no stopping point. We keep growing, we keep moving, we keep expanding, and we let go of those rigid conceptions that hold us prisoner to the past. And it's interesting, you know, we talk about letting go of the past, and you can't just drop it and expect that which you never got a chance to express to disappear. We let go of the past by clearing the past out. Then we can drop it. Then we can let it go. Because no matter how hard we might try to let something go, it might still gnaw at us, or it might still fuel our anger or something along those lines. And the key is to express it. To get it out and to see it and to understand it and to get it so that those habits will not reoccur. And then you can establish new habits that are in line with the fresh energies. You see, that is the cleansing of the mind and the opening of the heart. The newness of these fresh energies and, you know, not allowing, I mean, I can literally feel it in my own mind when it happens, and I can see it in the eyes of others when they are dominated by it, a repetitive brain loop, something that is nothing more than programmed into their mind response, habitual, and it takes, they aren't truly alive in that moment, they aren't truly there in that moment, shining through the body, living each moment with presence. Because this groove has control and has taken over. And so the moments when the spirit is there, you coax it out. You bring the spirit out. You come to the forest spirit and look at everything once again and begin again. See where everything you believe came from. Trace it back. When you see yourself respond to a situation in a peculiar way, ask yourself, well, why did I act that way? Where did that come from? You know? You may even feel a person that you picked it up from. But if you do, then know that your action is not your own. Because what I really seek to express is how you can attain to self-mastery, how you can find all these things inside yourself and put them in their proper place and find peace and your center that has the power to express what you were born to express. This is the way we are moving. This is the way we are heading as humanity, because it's inevitable. It's intrinsic. It's impossible that it could be otherwise. It is not that I'm saying it or that I came up with it. It is so in the universe. And if you don't, you know, you don't have to take that on my word, but maybe explore for yourself to see if you find that it is so. You know, those of you that will resonate with that concept will be compelled to search on your own, to go further, to find what is truth for yourself. And that is truly a blessed day when you embark upon that journey. Because once again, the soul will be in the body. And tonight we've been talking about angels, and we'll be continuing to talk about them. And part of what I feel they are doing is they're helping to bridge that gap from the third dimension to the fourth dimension. And when I say the fourth dimension, what do I mean? Well, let me say as much as I can. You know, I mean the astral plane, or the dream world, or where your imagination lies, or where beings of all sorts that we know in the heart exist. We may not see them with our eyes, but we feel their existence with our heart. Perhaps in the unicorn, or in the dragon, or in other such things. And it is not that there's like a step, 3D, chunk, 4D. It's just vibration going up. It's a continuum. But with our five senses, there are limits to that which we can perceive when we look out. And our perception will always stop at the limitation of our five senses and the brain's ability to interpret them until we discover that the whole next series of senses and abilities lies in the other direction. When we look inward, when we search within ourselves, because then we start moving into those higher vibrations. See, that's precisely where they are, inside. And for someone who's only looking outside and they see someone who's looking inside, they might not consider that the person who is looking inside is doing anything. They appear to simply have closed eyes and they're just sitting there. But there are whole worlds and dimensions inside, and it goes on and on and on. See, this is where reality lies. If you simply look out, you haven't even begun. You don't even know what you're capable of yet. You couldn't even believe what you could find if you took the time to look inwards. And that's why I say meditate, meditate, meditate. I would practically beg someone to meditate if I thought they could find a bit of that grace and benediction for themselves. And we can't let the mind which exists in relation to that outside world pull our energy from the inside out again. Because if you're thinking about something that occurred in the outside world, you're still giving your energy to the outside world. And you'll be tired. And you'll be depleted. That is another reason we need a meditation in space. So we can call ourselves back. We can come back. And we can withdraw the energy from the world and just be and be whole, be one within. There's no trick to it. There's no real magic to it. It does feel magical, but the process is really simple. The key is that you do it, that you try it, that you take the space. Call yourself back to quiet the mind or to get space from the mind. You see, you can have these thoughts in the mind, but you don't have to give them your attention anymore. And that's where the energy drain occurs, when you give those thoughts your attention, when you give them your own belief, when you give them the power. Thoughts can happen and you can leave them be and still be free. And then they will gradually slow down. And the more you get used to having a mind that observes and doesn't judge and remains relaxed most of the time. That old way of tension and anxiety will evaporate. You'll forget about it. And now that things are well and you're living well, you can't you would not be able to imagine anything else. And it is such that it gives rise to gratitude. Gratitude is not something that is instigated, it's something that is released through understanding. A true feeling of the heart, an appreciation for what it is we do have, and not allowing the mind to take us to that which we don't. And the angels are working with us to get this space, to give us energy and support, particularly if we embark upon the journey consciously and we ask them to assist us. We have a number of shows on BBS that speak on angels, and I love to listen to them as well. And you start to get the picture after a while. You know, you feel it yourself, and you hear other people confirm it. Now, that's one of the beauties that we're doing for each other in talking about these phenomena, is simply making a place for it in the world and really validating each other's experience, which also makes it more manifested here where we are, which lifts the vibration of the One, which lifts the vibration of the Whole. And we don't have to look at the angels as something beyond us or above us. They are friends. Just as you and I could have a conversation, you can have a conversation with the angels that are around you to start with. You just converse in a different way. And this is another reason for meditation. You will not have the ability to send and receive these messages until you are able to get a little bit of space from your mind. Because you need this space and this openness to receive the reply. Really, you radiate your intent outward. You don't have to think it. You just have to know it. Send out that you're communicating. And then don't look for the reply instantly. You know, maybe when you develop the link better, you can get an instant reply. But just give it time. But stay open. Just keep a general openness in the background, awaiting, you know, as if you could wait forever. But you know you will get a reply. That is when you will be able to receive the message from your angels. And then you will come to know your own role, not just in your society, but in the cosmos. What are you here for, not just in your work or in your unit of inner relationships, but what are you here to contribute to the song of the earth, to the dance of the stars, to the intricate creation of the sun? How do you fit into that? And when you start considering these things, it's not at all hard to believe in angels or to embark upon our own discovery in this regard. And again, I say that Where are they? Well, they're in the astral plane, the fourth dimension, all around us, just beyond the physicality. So we look inwards, where we go from 3D to 4D ourselves, and we can go beyond. We can raise our energy so high you could not imagine it. We can become one with all things. We can disperse into the very vibration, which is the Om within all things. This is not a stretch. This is not absurd or fantastic. It is, in fact, our birthright to participate in the universe at this level. And part of what BBS Radio is doing is to bring you that out. Finally, at last, it's found the light of day, and it's got legs, and it's running, and it's moving with no end in sight. Alleluia. Alleluia. You're out there tonight, and you have any reflections on what I've said, or questions, or angel stories of your own? Give me a buzz, 877-876-5227. And you know, we hear of angels, and then we also hear of archangels. And, you know, in my own understanding, I believe that archangels to be fifth dimensional beings, which to me represents unity, that oneness. And being there, they're outside of time, space. And, you know, by the time you get to archangels, they're not necessarily the winged beings. They're more like intense presence. Surely they could manifest as great winged beings. And being outside of time, space, they can jump into the timeline and send energy to balance things where it is needed. So now we know where they are and what are they doing. Well, I mentioned earlier that they're building a bridge, helping us build a bridge, a seamless bridge from the third to the fourth dimension, that we can make the conscious journey to be aware of what they're aware of, to be with them, and to be ourselves. And on the earth right now, there is a great awakening occurring, a spiritual awakening, that unity consciousness, that realization that humanity is not yet become all of which they're capable, not even close. But now is the time. Now is the time to make it happen. Now is the time to discover for yourself in meditation that this is true. It's a clarion call. It's the angel's trumpet. As I mentioned before, I played trumpet for a lot of my life. Before I jumped on the cosmic journey and made that my life, you know, I still toot my own horn once in a while or play a track or two on my music, but it's not the focus of my life. But I do find it interesting because we hear the angel's trumpet, and I feel connected to the angel Gabriel. I feel as if I'm part of his family. And I find it interesting that I was born in a life where I played trumpet. And now I speak almost as a trumpet, sounding the call, giving the message great projection. And we on the earth are raising in vibration. More and more people are becoming aware of the very things I'm speaking of this evening. And so the vibration everywhere goes up. This is what we are doing. And this is what the angels are helping to facilitate. So, angel, how can we connect? How do you connect? That's the next question. That's the next consideration. How do we connect for ourselves? How can you out there, the listener, whether you're listening to this live tonight from Paradise, California, or whether you're checking it out in the archives at some later date, how can you connect with an angel? You simply need space and an openness and a receptivity. And I'll tell you a little bit of a story about how angels work sometimes. This was so obvious to me at the time. I participated in it from beginning to end. And show you how sometimes you can be a conduit for the angels. Or how just anybody, an average person, can be a carrier of an angelic message at the right time and right place. I was at a gas station getting gas on a street corner in Minneapolis. And I saw someone driving kind of recklessly, but it wasn't because they were, you know, had any harmful intent or anything. They were just in a hurry and they really needed to be somewhere. I could have been, I think it was a wedding or some family celebration, and they were just completely lost. I saw them turn into one parking lot, turn around, go in the other direction, just on and on, all around. And then they pulled up into the gas station and they pulled right up to me. And I watched them this whole time, right from when they came into my field of vision all the way until they pulled right up next to me and rolled down the window. And they asked me, do you have any idea how to get to such and such a street? We're late in this important event and we need to be there. We're like intricately involved. Do you have any idea how to get to this street? And I was going exactly that way and I knew exactly where they were going. And I was almost amused at how exactly it matched up. And I said, yeah, just a moment. Oh, just follow me in the car and I'll show you where it is. So I finished my gas station transaction, got in the car and headed out. And they got behind me and just followed me right to where I was going. It was no extra effort. And then they were just trying to find a street that was right where I turned off. And so right when I was going to my turn off, I kind of slowed down, waved outside the window, and they came by waving and honking their horn, and they were just happy as could be, and they were on track, and they were going to make it on time to where they needed to go. And I just smiled to myself because I knew that in that moment I acted as their angel. And I could almost see the cosmic switchboard at play, how, you know, someone on the astral plane was monitoring the situation, and then almost like a flashing red light, they found me, beep, 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 we have a spiritual person over here, all right, okay, try to get her to influence her to drive in, drive in, drive in, okay, link up, okay, now you know, take over, take over. And I took over and showed them where they needed to go. Because also, the more you meditate, and the more you learn about your own inner worlds and your inner spaces, the brighter your light will be, the more you'll resonate not just into this physical world, but you'll resonate into the astral planes as well. And that's part of the reason you'll start getting more contacts from angels, or even, you know, your guides, which to myself, I don't believe the angels and guides to be the same thing. You know, your guides could be, now imagine you and I became really good friends. And then we incarnated several times together. And then one time you wanted to incarnate, and I didn't. And you asked me to just kind of help you out when you needed a hand. I could sit there, and I could jump into your dreams. I could teach you things you needed at that specific moment, show you things, you know, encourage you, give you strength at certain times from the astral plane, and I'd be your guide. And now the angel, to me, is a being unto itself, a rainbow light being. And you know, some human beings, to me, could well be angels that decided to come into the body and have an earthly experience. I truly believe that's possible, and I truly believe that happens. You know, and some never do. They stay in the astral planes and do what they do there. And whichever they decide, it's good. And as it should be. But as we get that meditation and shine our own light into the astral realms, you know, we'll also draw people we've known, maybe that have crossed over, or all kinds of beings, because we will live there too. We now no longer just live in the physical, but we live in the third and fourth dimension. And we're always in both, and conscious of both. And then, just as you talk to a friend in the third dimension, hey, what's up? Yeah, how's it going? Good, good. Then in the fourth dimensional language, you'll talk to the angels. You'll send the intent. You'll receive the message in your heart. And it will be as clear as my voice this moment. So we're heading towards the top of the hour. And I have another angel-related song for you. Played it a couple other times on the Creative Cosmos radio show. If you're just tuning in, this is Christopher Morris, and you're listening to the Creative Cosmos radio show. And this evening, we're talking about angels, and we're on the radio station BBS Radio. Check out the BBSRadio.com website and see what we've been at work doing in Paradise, California. Don, Doug, and myself have gone over the website, and we have a new schedule. Many of the hosts are changing times, so you might want to go over there and see when your favorite shows are on, see if they're going to be at the same time, and look at all the interesting and wonderful things that are ahead. We're already talking to some new amazing hosts, potential hosts. We have just incredible things in store, so check that out too, bbsradio.com. And you know, as the great psychic Michael Golger says, tell a friend about us. I just love how he says that. He's so relaxed and centered, and he's one of my favorite shows. So, and I like how he says that. Tell a friend about us. Share the good word. So here we go to the top of the hour. We're going to play a song of mine called Angel of Love.
Angel,
Greetings from Earth once more, everybody, and thank you for staying with us. This is the Creative Cosmos Radio Show, and I am your host for this evening in this broadcast, and my name is Christopher Moores. And we've been talking about all kinds of interesting things this evening, stuff from the creativecosmos.org website. So if you haven't checked it out, cruise on over there, creativecosmos.org. And I even have a link to some sites I compiled about angels as well up there. It's both in the metaphysics section on the left sidebar, and also right up under the show I put a link to where you can get to the angel links on my website. I have a couple of the BBS angel shows on there and some other sites from around the web and some of my own articles that I've written so far regarding angels and intuitive responses related to this. And as I said before, you know, I truly feel that angels can incarnate into a human body. Now, imagine if that was the case. And imagine if you happened to be one of those angels. How would you discover that about yourself? Wouldn't that be interesting? You start out in the world and you just have a family and they teach you kind of normal things, and you go to school and they just teach you the kind of normal things. And you know, sometimes we don't realize what a small sliver of perception that is. And that is one of the things that's changing. That's what the internet has helped change. That's the big upside of the internet, is that we can't just believe what, you know, just one limited, tiny view on things. Just an old world education just doesn't hold up anymore. You know, it was even a surprise to me early on to find out that something like history could be looked at in a fluid way, and that there's as many histories as there are people telling the tale. You know, it isn't just this happened, that happened, this happened, boom, you know, history. But sometimes we're taught that, we're led to believe that that's the case. And then if we forget and just conclude that and store it away and assume we know, we will be locking ourselves off from that whole field of exploration. Because history has a very mystical component. And when you yourself start to get to the point of where you're not limited by the perception of time, by the flow of time, where you feel, truly feel that oneness beyond time. Because even as there are spectrums of the senses, like the spectrum of sight we know as the rainbow, I believe time to be a spectrum as well. And that it doesn't just move like a metronomic beat, chunk, 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 time, time, time. I think you probably start out, don't, 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 and then it picks up a little bit of pace, don't, don't, a little bit more, don't, 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 1100s, 1200s, do, 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 1900s, 2000s, and time just starts humming at a whole nother rate. So in the beginning, before time emerged, it emerges from nothingness. When you get so fast, it also returns to that same spot. You know, nothingness or a singularity, a oneness. Anything speeds up to a oneness if it goes fast enough. Oh, it's so interesting to be in the old BBS radio studios. As you know, well, actually, I'm in studio number 2. So anybody out there, hosts that are listening, you're invited to come to the studios, do a show from here. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, I think, as I said, you know, I think the and the fact that we have all information that's ever been available, and each one of us now has access to interpret it for ourselves. And this is key. You know, also another thing meditation provides is a clean slate. You know, if we look at the whole body of information from a preconceived notion, it doesn't matter how much we have at our disposal. We will always interpret it through our own vision, through our own blinders. But if we can remove that bend, that, see, that's what, you know, when mystics or, you know, teachers say we got to get rid of the ego, that's part of what they mean, is that filter that looks at the world through a displaced sense of self. This is a key point. I'll elaborate on this a little bit more. When we, you know, many people still believe themselves to be the role they play in the world. In other words, you know, the total of their relationships, for instance, how, you know, one person might think of you as a brother, one person might think of you as a friend, one person might think of you as an enemy, someone's a coworker, someone's this, someone's that, someone approaches you this way, that way, this way, that way, everyone keeps telling you this is what you are by the way they approach you, and then you believe yourself to be that. See, that's, and then act as if that is your center. Well, that's a false center. That's a weak center. That's in when people say you're self-centered, well, it's because they're absorbed in that false center, and then they're serving the modus operandi of that false center. And that's simply a stage. You know, after a while, it becomes a misunderstanding. If you just stay there and believe that's how to live, it's a misunderstanding. Your sense of self comes from the heart. A true sense of self comes from the heart and comes from the wellspring of creation that you can tune into and allow to flow through, thus making your potential actual. And then when all these blockages are clear, we're no longer bound by the thoughts and seeing things so filtered. I mean, I think there's a scientific statement that goes something like, you can't take the scientists out of the experiment. You know, some of you'll know what I mean. The observer always affects that which is observed. But, you know, that's part of the point of meditating in Zen in open spaces, is to reflect. Just leave things alone. Oh boy, that's something that's very important to know. So just when you realize it's not all about the outside and how people see you and how you can build this false edifice, you can just leave things alone. You don't have to be creating all this chaos or, you know, whooped up in all this activity. You don't have to impress yourself into other people's affairs or stir up trouble, or even, you know, keep yourself occupied in some task that doesn't really bring you joy. It's not necessary. You can just sit back in yourself, be awake, be aware, and be present. Be here. And now. No, there's nothing wrong with your radio. It's just a moment of silence there, because it's the inevitable following of some of these streams of consciousness. Silence. This is what I'm trying to indicate towards. There's another Zen saying that you can be a finger pointing to the moon. And this is what I'm doing, pointing to meditation, pointing to silence, pointing to this space, which will then open up all these worlds, where you will come to know for yourself what angels are all about and the role they play in your life. And many other things as well. It's almost guaranteed that if you meditate and unravel some of these thoughts and things that take up your energy all the time, you will get psychic ability. You know, it'll manifest differently for everybody. But when you restore these energies to their natural flow, you have so much more of you there. And as I said earlier, you start shining into the astral planes. You know, as I speak to you now, I'm here in the physical, and I'm in the astral, and I'm sensing a sense of oneness and connection to the universe. And I'm allowing the Om vibration, the universal source, to come in through that gateway, through the vibration to come through the oneness, to break down through the astral plane, and then take and meet my mind there, and then let my thoughts form in the easiest way to explain that which the inspiration seeks to reveal. And this is the same way good improvisatory musicians perform. You know, this is how I learned, one of the main ways I learned to do that as a musician, that you serve the music. Anybody who's making music from their mind, who's replicating what they've heard, they do not yet know the secret of music. And anybody who's imitating life does not yet know the secret of life. And amongst the musicians who do know the secret, they can see all the ones who don't, and they may quietly acknowledge to each other that they do. And in the same way, if you know the secret of life and feel the music of life's vibration, you will instantly recognize someone else who does also, because you'll be on the same frequency. And then there will be so many things you won't need to express. You know, they won't be deceiving you. They won't be trying to harm you or get something from you or anything like that. They'll probably be fun to be around, probably have something interesting to share, probably want to be your friend, simply because they know about life. So don't give up until you find this life, till you find your own connection to life. And meditation is the key, is the gateway. And meditation doesn't always have to be sitting in absolute silence. No, paying attention, being just remembering yourself again and again. See, early on the path, you have to call yourself back to the present. You know, you might get pulled off in an old thought and get a little bit occupied in something. You just come back. Okay, I'm back. I'm alert. I'm here. Okay, I'm looking around. Boy, this is kind of strange. I'm in the body. I'm seeing all these things. I know all this stuff I didn't know before. Your mind pulls you away. Habit of the mind. Come back. You know, and you keep calling yourself back and reestablishing your presence, until it really sinks in and becomes a part of you. Then at some point, you don't have to remember it anymore. This is one thing that might be frustrating for some, is, you know, just having to remember it all the time. And maybe they'll see, you know, like myself, I don't have to remember it anymore. I went through that of, really dedicating myself to remembering it. I put up reminders all around my house. I mean, I started wearing necklaces kind of as a, just something I could feel, something I could, it just helped call me to awareness. I started using life's challenges as a call to attention. You know, anytime I would feel myself getting upset. I'd reestablish meditation, and I'd release things. I'd burn through things. I'd cry. I'd scream. I would do whatever I had to do to be done with it, to get through it. And though it can seem like it will go on and on and on, there's no end. And when you're immersed in the path, many teachers have observed that point of where you feel as if you've done so much work and you've gone through so much that what's it all for? You know, am I going to ever see the end? And that's why we need an affirmation or a validation or a program like the Creative Cosmos radio show on BBS Radio, because it says, yes, it's worth it. Yes, there is light at the end of that tunnel of the subconscious. We all have to pass through that tunnel. And that's what's known as the dark night of the soul, when you go deep within. Because what's going to happen? You're going to start on the surface, right? You're going to start when you get that space and you allow all that pent-up energy and frustration to start rising and finding expression and coming through. That's just the surface. That's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, you'll find things from farther and farther back. You'll find deeper and deeper wounds in there. Habits you didn't even know you had. Things you long forgot about that left a mark on you, you know? And it doesn't necessarily get easier right away. It gets harder to some extent because you have to come to terms with more and more difficult things, maybe things you've avoided for a long time. But as one of my early Creative Cosmos shows was called, there's no way out but through. You have to go through it. There's just no other way. And that's why we cultivate this idea of the spirit warrior. And we know that it's not just an idea. It's a way of approach. It's a being. It's something you can feel in yourself where you know that you're going to take these things in your subconscious on directly, because you recognize the truth. You ring with the truth. This is what gave me the strength to do it, as I recognized the truth. And soon as I did, I locked in on it. I knew that that was going to be my road out. I didn't know what way the road was going to take. And look, even in the last few years, you know, creating the Creative Cosmos and writing and sharing my thoughts and ideas and then getting the radio show and then becoming such a big part of BBS Radio and then moving to California. You know, it takes faith, it takes courage, and I'm glad for that which has revealed itself through me, and I live it as honestly, as sincerely, and as wholeheartedly as I can every moment of every day. And I know that I'm not alone in my efforts. I know that I have friends. I know that there are other people out there that are of the same mind, that are doing their own work and contributing joy and love and light to the universe and just to the area around them. They're making the world a beautiful place. They're expressing the spirit of the earth and the wisdom of the sun and the harmony of the solar system and the brilliance of the stars. That's why it's good to go outside and just be under the stars as well. You know, remember where you are. You know, earlier we were talking about where are the angels, and we talked about where they were. Well, where are you? Really consider that. What if you were the only person here? And you didn't know anything at all. Standing naked on the earth, what would you do? Could you see the truth of it? Could you see beyond interpretation and slices of perception? Could you feel the ring of the eternal? as I was mentioning, when we come across others that understand these things, we fall into rapport. And this is, there are many of us that are getting to that point of where we see ourselves in that manner. We understand that we are not just small people in small places, but that we are an intricate and valuable part of the universe, of the cosmos. Everything is. When we know that we are part of that, we don't feel so alone. We feel the support, you know, because when you feel your own role in the universe, you get that strength. You get the strength of the universe. You get the energy of the universe, that inexhaustible expression of creativity. And that is one of the key messages of the creative cosmos. And what gave birth to me taking that path is that I realized that when you create, you're tuning into creativity. And creativity itself has a presence. It's sometimes known as the Holy Spirit. And when you create, you become the creator. And you have your own creation. And so you know what it's like to be the creator. You share the mind of the creator. And you think the creator wouldn't want you to do that? It would think it's exclusive? No, it is each of our honored and destiny to discover what it is to be a creator and to be in tune with creativity and to have the joy of giving birth to a creation. It can happen in small ways first, you know. It doesn't necessarily even matter what form it takes, just so long as it does, that it finds a voice, that it comes out. And when we bring this creativity to bear in the world, we are shining the light of the Creator and lifting the energy of everything around us. You know, Western art culture, one thing that goes through it is, you know, some of the artists tended to be tortured artists, or they'd have a lot of pain, and that's what gave fuel to their work. Well, it's no longer necessary for great art. You don't have to be tortured. You know, you have to be awakened, and you have to be in tuned, and you probably did suffer a lot on the way to get to that point. But your art can be a revelation, can be a vision of your own inner world, of what you perceive, can be the expression of your own nature. And if you feel this, you will see that you feel as if your art is like a child. And when I share a picture like the one I did this week that's on the website creativecosmos.org, I feel closely bound with that image of the angel. That is a representation of who and what I am in the astral realms. So if you'd like to know more about me, your host for the Creative Cosmos, you know, you could read my words and listen to the show. Or you could also, not as a choice, but in addition also, to get another perspective, a different kind of perspective, the kind of perspective that an image brings, that a piece of visual art brings. You can see that on the site, thecreativecosmos.org. And it may reveal something about me, and it may also reveal something about yourself. Because that's really also the point. I say, see, look what I found. And then maybe you will have had that as potential, and you'll see that, and you'll get excited, and you'll say, ah, this awakens something in me as well. And I have this potential, and I have this beautiful flower and blossom to share with the world. That's why we do it. That's why we're here. So now we are heading towards the bottom of the hour. I have another interesting song in store for you here. It's one that I redid fairly recently. I wrote it a few years ago and just did an updated recording of it, added a couple extra voices and instruments. It's about ourselves as universal humanity and part of the cosmos.
Wake up, sleepy dreamer.
Star child in the morning moonlight, see the glow. Star child, feel the wonder of it all. Star child, hope for higher power, so you grow. Star child, heed the inner curtain.
Everybody, this is Christopher Morse, and you're listening to the Creative Cosmos Radio Show. And we're saying farewell to Friday nights, where we've been since the show began, because now we are moving to a little bit earlier time, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 o'clock Pacific. And just with the move to Paradise, California, and working on BBS Radio and all the changes in my life, I felt that would be a good way to move forward with the show, to split it up over Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then I can share with you a little more frequently and in an hour shot at a time, which gives me time to also do all the things that I do in the studios here. And one thing I'm really involved in is the music that we've been getting. Doug and I have gone through stacks of CDs and have been collecting music on the internet and talking to people all over, and boy, that's been a lot of fun. So stay tuned later on tonight and through the night. We play music all night, and it's some of the most interesting and fabulous music I've heard in a long time. It's just a different way of listening to music, you know. That's, we mentioned on our first show here, when Amy was on with me, we were talking about how after listening to all these new tunes, and then we drove across America and listened to all the various radio stations, FM stations, whatever. And it truly is the same old stuff. You know, you might get a new tune here and there or something cool once in a while, but pretty much every tune you check out on BBS Radio will be a new tune. And it's a natural extension of the information age as well. It's great to be on the threshold of this just release of creativity of the individual. You know, the home recording studio has made a huge difference for musicians, or even, you know, the fact that you can buy technology. You know, there's like your basic home studio, which has computer and, you know, good sound card and good software and good mics and good mixers and stuff. And then there's, you know, you can build a a studio for a little more than that that is a better quality than professional studios of 20, 30 years ago. You know, so as a creative musician, it's a great time to work and share your work with others. And we're seeking music on BBS Radio. So if you have any, you can submit it to me. My email address for that is chris@bloginservice.com. And you know, maybe it'll find its way onto the airwaves. And yeah, it's just, you know, the individual, just new stuff. It's really cool stuff. And we've had quite a journey so far on the show. We've talked about meditation and the astral plane. We spent a decent amount of time talking about angels. And you know, we got a few minutes left. If you're out there tuning in and you have an angel story, I'd still love to hear it. 877-876-5227. Once more, 877-876-5227. And I can't wait till the phones really do start hitting in BBS. You know, some of the shows get a decent amount of callers, but you know, it'll be great to hear even more from everybody, all the shows across the board. It'll be good to, because something about questions or conversation which just draws out the flow in a lot of people as well, or you know, the synergistic energy of two or even three, or you know, if a host has a guest on and you call in, you want to ask the guest and you all start talking, and pretty soon you're getting into some pretty heavy spiritual territory. You know, it's great to share your energy and to share your insights, because it helps everybody lift their energies and keep their mind on spirit. No, that's good. That's a good way to put it, you know. Keep your mind on spirit, or keep yourself centered on what's truly important. I like to tell the story about Buddha in a village, and somebody asked Buddha why more people don't become enlightened. And Buddha said, well, go to every house in the village and ask them what their priority is. And when the man came back, Buddha asked, did any of them say enlightenment was their priority? And the man said, no, nobody did. One man said his job, another said his family, another said, you know, their own their home or their yard, or just all the things in the world which draw our attention. Almost everybody had that as their focus. And Buddha said, there you go. That's your answer. It's simply a matter of making it a priority. You know, another theme of this show, I've been saying again, I didn't necessarily know what it was going to be, but maybe it's just going to be a thread that weaves through all my shows, where I say meditation, 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 because that is the key, that is the doorway to the higher realms, and to opening up all of the potential we have. If you're just dealing in the physical world, and your senses, and your brain, you haven't even begun to discover the magnificence of your being, of what you truly are, the divinity that even if you might be hiding from it now, it doesn't change the fact that it is so. We are all part of creation. We are all God's children, so to speak. And this means not just something simple, that such as, well, that's an explanation for why we're here or what's going on. No, it has implication. It has meaning, which we can make our own. We have rights as human beings. You know, a right to maintain our own energy field and safe space, where we don't let things penetrate within that could damage. You know, you can maintain, it's really, it's an intricate balance, but you can maintain an openness, a trustworthiness, a lovingness, while still also watching and holding your energy field in a stable place around you. You know, you always shine as an aura, and some who haven't yet awakened their energies very much, their aura will be very close, will appear very close around their body. But one who has awakened their energies and is flowing freely and is watchful and maintains vigilance in their understanding, they create a safe bubble around themselves where you're exuding out into your atmosphere these good vibrations. And anytime anything disturbing hits it, you harmonize it because your energy is strong. We shouldn't shy away from having strength in our spirit and holding these stable energy fields, because we can also then embrace others in the umbrella of our energy field and teach others to create this space around themselves, which gives them the ability to be at peace, to express themselves without feeling sorry or ashamed or as if it has no value. You know, that's another thing the Creative Cosmos radio show is all about, is to say, just to give a helping hand, to say, yes, you know, I care. I care about what you have to say. I would like to see your artwork. I would like to hear your thoughts on this topic or that topic. It means something to me, and it truly does. Everybody who knows me knows that it does. I care about you. I care about your expressions. I care about all of life's beauty and expression and creativity. We are more than our bodies, our emotions, and the thoughts in our mind. We are spirit made flesh, residents of the cosmos, star travelers on a never-ending journey. And we're here. We came into the body on planet Earth. Imagine yourself in the stars, seeing a beautiful blue planet, and just feeling the pull to come close. And then entering in to the body on the surface so that you can experience it firsthand, what it's like to be on the planet, what it's like to be with other beings in that format. It's the parameters for a great work of art, a great drama. They have names for this in the Indian traditions. Leela, or the cosmic play, you know, or the cosmic game. It's an interplay. So it's important not to get, even in the spiritual journey, even in the path of self-discovery and the magnificence that you'll encounter in the awakening process, we still don't want to take any of it so seriously. We don't want to make it a struggle or something we have to fight to attain. You know, part of acceptance is realizing that we already have everything we possibly could be within. And what we've learned from the outside has awakened those parts of ourselves. And there are many, many, many more that will be awakened. But when you realize what's happening and how the mind works. We don't have to experience every single thing because we get the idea and we can jump to the heart. And then from the heart, we can express anything. And as far as information is concerned, we just expose ourselves to it. Just see it. You know? That's, you know, during the day, I probably spend 2 or 3 hours on the internet just ripping through stuff. Just burning through web page after web page. Another article. This, that. You know? Sometimes I'll find one that really interests me, and I'll slow down and I'll spend some time with it. But just encountering that information, it adds to the matrix in my mind. It's yet one more thing I can use to express myself. Another paint, color of paint on my palette. Another thing that maybe someday I can reference in expressing the universal understanding. Because that's where I am and what I'm about. And there's never really anything else going on. I'm soaking information up, and then I'm expressing myself and my experience. I'm loving, living, and happy to be myself. Well, it's been a great night of sharing these thoughts with you. We're heading towards the top of the hour. I'm going to round things off here pretty quick. I just want to remind you that the Creative Cosmos radio show is now on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 3 p.m. Pacific time. That's 4 Mountain, 5 Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern time. Once more, just for the record, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific. Come by the website this week, creativecosmos.org, and as always, join us daily at bbsradio.com. It's a pleasure to be of service. And I'm going to wrap up the show with a song of mine called Holy Spirit. Hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you soon, everybody. Good night. Thank you.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others' endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.